the questions that often comes up in Hilchot Mezuzah is about a doorway which has been shut up and isn't being used, whether or not it requires a mezuzah there. Very often when people are moving into a house, they've got perhaps a passageway they don't use, or a doorway that leads out into an area which is not used. They're not going to use that doorway, and they want to know, do they have to put a mezuzah up there? So the Shulchan Aruch says that a doorway that's not being used still has the status of a doorway, and needs a mezuzah. Various achronim say that even if it's only used once a year, or even less than that, every couple of years, it would still require a mezuzah. But what if it's shut up permanently? So the Aruch HaShulchan holds that what's needed is some sort of structural alteration, that the door doesn't exist any longer. That's the only way to exempt it from needing a mezuzah. Other achronim say that in actual fact you don't need to structurally change the wall, but the door needs to be sealed up with some sort of cement or tar, something that it really can't be opened in any way whatsoever. And it's fused to the wall of the building. That's Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Tshuva. He says it doesn't even need to be quite as strong as that, but if it's nailed up in a way that it can't easily be opened, then that would be sufficient to render it no longer being a doorway and becoming part of the wall, and in that circumstance it wouldn't need a mezuzah. That's Rav Moshe Sternbach in a tshuva. He goes even a step further, and he says what one can do is if one puts heavy furniture in front of it that's there permanently, that isn't moved, then that also counts as being mevatel it from being a doorway. It no longer serves as a doorway, and therefore it no longer needs a mezuzah. But it's not just a heavy cupboard that you only move once a year when you're doing the Pesach cleaning, or that even you would move it when you need to shift some furniture around for a Sheva Brachot or something like that. But it really needs to be something which is there permanently, and is never moved under any circumstances, except perhaps when one's leaving the house. So we see that there's really quite a range of views there. It would seem to me that what Rav Moshe Feinstein is saying makes a lot of sense, in the sense that once it's nailed up, it no longer serves as a doorway. That's even putting heavy furniture there. It's still a doorway. It's just not used as a doorway any longer. And therefore, my recommendation would be that unless the doorway is actually nailed up, then one should make sure that there's a mezuzah are there. Further grounds for leniency come up when you've got a house which is one house and then is divided into two, and there's a dividing door between the two, but it's rented out or sold to two different families, and that door's never going to be used under any circumstances. It's locked specifically so that there can be no entry or exit between the two houses. In that case, it would be enough just to lock the door and hide the key away, and it would no longer need a mezuzah, because it's really being turned properly into a wall rather than into anything else. Ad kan.